This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, now that summer break has arrived, it's worth taking a moment to evaluate student behavior in the public schools. An article in City Journal reports that students nationwide have been filmed swearing at teachers, flipping over desks, and committing physical violence. Bad behavior has been the rule for many years, but has gotten even worse since the pandemic. A 2022 EdWeek article reported 44% of school district leaders said that they receive more threats of violence from students now than in fall 2019, and that 2 out of 3 teachers, principals, and district leaders noted more misbehavior from students compared with 2019. You know, the pendulum swings back and forth. In the 1980s, school districts implemented zero-tolerance discipline policies that meant mandatory suspension and expulsions for behavior issues, especially if they involved threats of violence. 10 years ago, the federal government told school districts to remediate those policies because they were racially discriminatory. They were replaced with restorative justice policies that minimize exclusions from school. The obvious solution is to deal with any behavior in the classroom before it gets out of hand. But there are other solutions, like going back to grading policies based on merit instead of letting students retake tests. Tracking is another issue. Students bored with a slow rate of learning are more likely to act out. Students who can't keep up with a faster rate get confused and frustrated. Another obvious solution is to ban cell phones from the classroom. They distract teenagers and are just one more class disruption. Many of the videos I've seen result from a teacher trying to take away a cell phone from a student. Student behavior is getting worse. It's time for administrators, principals, teachers, and parents to act before school starts again. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.